In terms of your dad's fame, I mean, did you realize as a kid that not everyone's dad is singing on the radio and selling millions of records? Or did it just kind of seem normal to you?
You know, it really was just normal to me as a kid. So it's a hard, you know, I get asked questions like that a lot. Where, you know, what was it like growing up like that? And to me, I'm, you know, he was just my dad and that's what he did. And it's not, it wasn't anything, you know, unusual to me. It's probably not until later in life that I realized, okay, if this isn't the norm for everyone, you know, but like, you know, I of course grew up around music my whole life. So it's no wonder that I'm, you know, doing what I'm doing these days. And I'm very, very blessed to be in this industry. I love being a part of it. I never really felt pressured to be in it just because of who my dad was. It was something I really did have a passion for, and my dad has encouraged me along the way.
That's tremendous. And when you talk about your faith in terms of your career, you've said that you try not to put those parts of who you are in separate boxes. What does that mean to you, and how do you go about living that out?
Sure. It's not done without any kind of challenge, because I think as human beings, we can very easily compartmentalize different areas of our life, you know. And I never want my faith to be outside of my work and what I do. You know, I want it to affect every area of my life. So I'm still learning how to put that into practice. Sometimes it's really easy to get lost in that world of work and music, but really, I think just remembering why I'm doing it, you know, that's not just, you know, a lot of it, yes, is to make a living, but also to glorify God and to touch others, you know, where he opens doors. So that's my, just coming back to the root of it all, of what it's all for, I think helps me have that perspective.
That's great. Well, and I know that you're also working with leading worship these days, but you have said that we shouldn't necessarily anticipate that you'll become the next member of the Smith recording artist dynasty. Is that fair to say?
I'm afraid to say that, because every time I say I would never do that, God tends to open the door. So I'll just say I never say never these days.